Okay, you're asking a question about if we're praying to Krishna or meditating on the contents of the prayer, or thinking about doing some seva to Radha Krishna in the spiritual world, is that kalpana? Is it just imagination, or does it really count as a type of smaran? And of course, it obviously is a type of smaran. Any kind of contact with Krishna, remembering him any way, is successful. Just like in that verse in the seventh canto, kamadveshad, it says, you know, it's discussing Shishupal and all these different devotees. They said, whether you remember Krishna by lust or by anger or by envy, any way you remember Krishna, like Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna. Oh, when's he going to kill me? When's he going to kill me? So that was good. So although he was intent on killing Krishna, that was sinful and negative, and he was eliminated for that. But at the same time, because he was always remembering Krishna, then he got benefit, and he got liberated for that. So any form of thinking and remembering God is purifying. It's beneficial. It's useful. It's helpful. It's part and parcel of bhajan. You have to think how many people that are devotees are moving throughout the day, working and busy. They hardly ever think of Krishna. They hardly once chant his holy name throughout the day. But they're doing some arupa siddha bhakti, because whatever they earn, they use for serving Krishna. So their activities are connected to devotion, but they're not directly devotion. So if someone is initiated, living in holy dham, and they're occasionally thinking of the Lord and praying to him. And of course, the kalpana is when we veer from the scriptures, then it becomes imagination. Oh, when will I, imagine some service? In our books of Goswamis, yeah, there are about over 100 or so,
yes,
maybe 120 different services mentioned by the Sakis.
Yeah.
Maybe 140 if you take Sakis and everyone together. Because Sakis and Mandris do basically the same sevas. Many, all the same. Many. Most. So then if you guide your thinking and remembering, serving along these lines, then of course it's shastrically based and it's not kalpana. When will I put, chicken feathers in Radharani's hair or something like that? when will I paint Radharani's teeth with stars or something? Of course, that may be also done, I don't know. Because there are 64 arts, and I think one of them is painting the teeth, actually. It's mentioned in Brahma Samhita that lists the Sanskrit 64 arts. But some of you make up something. So this is all good. I mean, the mind is going towards Radha and Krishna and serving them in their leelas. That's a very favorable and positive, that's a very friendly mind. Krishna says in Gita, the mind can be the best of friends or the worst of enemies. So a mind inclined towards Krishna will save you from going blind. A mind inclined towards Krishna is not a blind mind. This is drishti.
By the blessings of Vaishnavas Maharaj, we chant 9 hours, 10 hours.
Japa. Yeah, that's why we see in the Gaudiya fold that many of the greatest devotees, their Goswamis or their Grihasthas, and it's unfortunate the maryada is not very, that maryada means conduct and behavior and attitudes of the Vaishnavas is not very proper. Oftentimes there's a condescending attitude of Babaji's and Sannyasis to look down on Grihasthas. Say, oh, you're just a useless Grihastha, you're an attached householder. I've heard these terms as I pass my years in this spiritual line. And the general mood in different, not only in sannyasis in different groups, but also in Babaji's, is they're very condescending and looking down on Grihasthas. But just by what you're saying, your intense bhajan, it shows a great degree of devotion and surrender and elevation and consciousness. So no one knows who's who. and devotional standing. So therefore, the motto for everyone is to respect everyone, honor everyone. And we're supposed to be Trinada Pisanichi, you know. But oftentimes in a society or a large group of devotees, you find this general attitude. Maybe you've even experienced it sometimes as Grihasthas.
We try to be little
away.
Because somebody knows.
Yeah, if you want to do bhajan, you want to progress, it's best to stay alone.
We used to chant in Prabhupada quarters, but we find that some much like they see what they don't feel nice, so we change our place and
No, there's Tulsi, near Tulsi or Gurudev. All these pictures of Gurudev and Guru Parampara. The environment is, you know, the first asan. Yoga has 8 steps.
Yes.
And the first is asan. So asan means means place. Stapana.
Yes.
Bhajan stapana. This is my bhajan stali. You ever hear this term, bhajan stali?
Yes.
Stali means lila stali. Stali means place.
Yes.
It means place. So asan. Asan, yama niyama, okay, that's the regular principles. Yama niyama, asan, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, etc. It goes on like this. So the asan is very important. So, you know, Prabhupada's house, Prabhupada, that's very nice. But if you're finding it not anukulya for your bhajan, then you go where it's anukulya.
No, we're chanting in Sanatana Goswami.
If I lived in Vrindavan, I would be at all these kind of places. It's not, I mean, it used to be one of the best, most peaceful and quiet places in all of nearby Vrindavan to Ramanriti was Snatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, well, on the hill, on the top there is Bhajan Kutir, and I guess in the bottom that's his Samadhi there. But the Samadhi place
Samadhi
is very peaceful.
Place.
Except for all those parrots.
Yeah. And there's so many devotees also move. But some
Yeah.
place is a little peaceful.
Yeah, it used to be very, very peaceful.
Yeah, very, very peaceful.
Because now it's all new temple and mandap and everything. And even now, like, it's peaceful. I was there 2 years ago. Visited Vrindavan for 5-6 days. I spent some time there. A few Babaji's there, very quiet. Nice place. That's one. Also, another nice place I found just for the natural experiences over near Krishna Balaram. What they call it? Goshala.
Goshala.
You go on the Krishna Balaram tree or whatever. There's no there used to be 2 trees there, Krishna Balaram.
There only is my houseman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just opposite.
Okay.
So,
you know that Madhavan Colony area.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You just keep going straight and turn right. That's the Prikamarga. Huh?
Yeah.
And then you go down. Then you eventually come to the Goshala.
Yeah.
But before the Goshala, on your right, you'll just see a bunch of trees there. So you know there's a lot of greenery there.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I don't know how far, not some distance, probably closer to the turn, where you turn right.
Yes.
There's the bhajan place, the Siddhastali of Hithari Vamsha.
Hithari
Vamsha.
Madantar,
yeah, something like that. And there used to be some old Baba in there, and he was very friendly, and very nice Baba. I can't remember his name. He was living in there, and taking care of the trees and stuff, and you know, all those are devotees and stuff. I can't remember. But there was just one Baba living there, and then another time I went, there was some Vrijvasi staying there too, with him. And there's on the right-hand side, there's kind of a raised area, and there's some little temple there or so, and there's some, you know, place over there, you know, some kind of construction and whatnot. But then all the garden and everything, and just bring a little asan, you know, and maybe a stick if there's any monkeys. And then this is very nice.
Yeah,
you know.
But now it is restricted.
No entry.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's just to deter everybody. But if you go and knock on the door and say, Baba, Baba. And come and you speak Hindi
and
also.
Babaji is very famous now, now he's giving lectures on day-to-day basis on Rasa Siddhant and
there itself.
And
so then you can go for a lecture, but otherwise you can't go.
We go, but Like almost all the rasiks of Vrindavan comes.
All the Babaji's and all the Bhagavata Acharyas, everybody is coming.
1,000 people comes every day. 1,000 people. Ramam.
Wow, it must be some new guy there or something.
He's very advanced, very...
Actually, he has very deep experience of Bhajan.